This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, August 7th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. We have 3 big hours. I'll have a starter question. We'll have bumper stumpers, and they all have a theme. If you know the theme, that's great, but just know the artist, that's good enough for me. And if all else fails, you can have your own question. Sky's the limit on that. You know something about something. I just know you do. So, yeah, request your category, and we'll find a question for you. Like we will with Barry in New Hampshire. He'll probably be first up, and I know it'll be Beatles trivia. Well, I think we can do that. All right, so last week we retired our straggler. I gave you the answer, so that means a brand new question, and they never last more than 2 shows. So if you don't get it tonight, it'll be a straggler for next week, and then I'll give you the answer at the end of the night. But I have a feeling that you'll get it long before that. It's actually a 2-parter. Second part is more for extra credit, but here you go. There's only one state where a parent can do this. It's illegal in 49 states, and while detractors want to make it illegal in the 50th, where it's now allowed, lobbyists alone have prevented a change in the law. So, what I want to know is, in this one state, what's legal for a parent to do? And if you want to tell me what state, well, that's extra credit. So, 888-876-5593. Remember, you're doing this primarily for the fun of it. The prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get to you, and it takes us forever to do a mailing. Expect it by the end of the year. You get a certificate, yeah, that's right, proving that in fact, you are a member of the Lunatic Fringe and possess useless knowledge, because that's what all the questions are, let's face it. And you get something else, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid. That's right. You name it. All right. So with that in mind, 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. Let me pause and say, if you're listening to the show on a Friday, hi, hello, how are you? Don't call. That's right, because it's a replay. But mark your calendars for Monday, like it is right now as I speak, Monday, August 7th. At 10:12 Central Time. Then it's perfect for you to trundle over to the phone, and we invite you to do that, 888-876-5593. All right, with that all out of the way, we'll kick it off tonight with Barry in New Hampshire. Barry, how is it going?
Great. How are you doing, Raleigh?
Can't complain. And we have 3 big trivia hours, and starting it out with you and your Beatles, well, things are back to normal, because when you vary from Beatles, I'm always surprised. So we know how much you know about this, but here's an easy one, I think, for somebody who knows everything about the Beatles. What was the largest venue where the Beatles performed live?
Shea Stadium?
Absolutely right. Seats 56,000, and they sold it out in 1965. In 66, they still have about 10,000 seats available, thanks to John's Jesus remark. But yes, 56,000 Shea Stadium, you are a winner.
Perfect.
As always. Hang on, don't go away, Barry. All right, so it's that easy. And like I say, you know something about something. I just know you do. So, yeah, I know there'll be a ominous question here sooner or later with Johnny D. There always is. But whatever it is you think you know, I've got a question for you. And, yeah, it doesn't matter what the topic is. But if you want to answer mine, so what's the state? Only one state where a parent can do this. Illegal in 49 other states. And detractors, of course, want to make it illegal in the lone state that it is now legal. But so far, the lobbying groups have prevented that from even being discussed in any real sense. So what's the state? That's kind of extra credit. Since there's only 50 from which to choose, it's extra credit because after all, you'll run out of them other than that. But what is it that the parent can do in this one state and only one? All right, so 888-876-5593, 888-ROLLYE. And again, if it's Friday night, don't call. And I always say that, but, you know, it's so funny because Friday comes around. And what do I notice? I know when it's 10 o'clock, you know, about 10:15 or so, because all the phones start ringing. They're up to it again. So that's great, and we love that you're listening to the replay. But please make it a point to call when we're live, because we absolutely can use you. Yeah, because, you know, normally I can just, prattle on about nothing for 3 hours if it comes to it. But on Monday Night Trivia, well, I need you. Like I need Glenn, who's a first-time caller, and he's in Chicago. So, Glenn, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thanks. It's actually Len Ellion.
Oh, okay, Len. Sorry about that. Well, I'll have to hit John upside the head about that. All right, Len.
That's okay. I'm thinking the state of Utah where they could still spank kids.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not. It's not Utah, and it's not spanking.
Okay.
But thanks for trying.
I tried.
You did, and I hope you're going to do it again.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Len. All right, so Len in Chicago. Nice to meet Len, and hopefully we will hear from him again shortly. So, yeah. I don't know how many states have it on the books about spanking, but this is one. And, you know, when I ask these questions, the one thing you can pretty much know about these questions is there's something just off about them. Yeah, I never pick the usual stuff. That's for sure. We look for the things that are, to say the least, eyebrow raising. There you go. And I thought this one was. I was very surprised. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see. We've got Mike. Mike is in Lindenhurst. Mike, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think it's where parents with their kids, underage kids, can buy have their kids have alcohol in Wisconsin.
You're 100% right. I thought this question was going to go all night. You're 100% right. Why did you know that?
Because I live near Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, I understand. A lot of people do, but not that many people run across this arcane law. So was it discussed much? Were there people who were outraged? Or, you know, I mean, it's kind of a weird bit of knowledge to have.
Well, when I was a kid, I thought I was getting away with something when I was like 18 years old and I ordered a beer and they served it.
Ah.
Yeah, so.
Well, how about that? Well, you are a winner. Like I say, don't stand by the mailbox. It'll be forever. But I appreciate you calling. Don't go away. And absolutely right. Mike gets bragging rights on that. That's for sure. I'll put him on hold and have John confirm that address. 100% right. So that means I got to come up with another question. You know, the interesting thing is that usually the ones that I think, oh, I'm not going to ask that, you get that right away. Those are the ones that go for 2 weeks. And the ones that I think, oh, I got a question here. Well, as you can see, gone, done, over in under 15 minutes. Somewhat of a record. 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do it. Do what? 75% of women do it. 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Salt and pepper, season and spice. She's making everything all right. Salt and pepper, everything nice. Spices up my life like salt and pepper. Spicy little girl who makes me feel better. my life like salt and pepper.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to get the theme, but maybe the artist. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Our second trivia question of the night. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? All right. And you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. But Marianne wants to take a guess on our bumper. Well, I'm impressed. All right, Marianne, so who are they?
Hey, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Okay. I believe that's the Esco Affair.
Why do you know that?
I don't know. I think I'm channeling Scotty.
Well, you're doing very well. It is the Esco Affair, and the guy who was singing on that was Alan Waldman, who was my hairdresser in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, absolutely true. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, yes, Salt and Pepper, the Esco Affair in 1968 on Mercury. All right. Well, very good. I'm impressed. Almost nobody knows who they are. All right. Well, good deal. Hang on, Marianne. Don't go away. All right. So Marianne is 100% right. That is Esco Affair with Alan Waldman on lead. And I'm going to put Marianne on hold so John can confirm that address. And, of course, Beloit will want his World War, Don in Beloit will want his World War II airplanes, of course. But Paul in Woodstock taking a guess on our trivia question. 75% of women, but only 17% of men do this. Do what?
Well, my first of three guesses,
okay.
Is to see a doctor for a physical.
Nope.
Okay. Get an eye exam.
Nope.
And go to the dentist.
Nope.
Okay.
But
well,
nice
those are
guesses.
My guesses right now.
All right, good deal. If you think of something else, you call me back.
Will do.
All right, good deal. So there's our question. And remember, you can have your own category. I know you know something about something, and we'll be proving it here in moments. Got to get more World War II airplane trivia, because that's Don in Beloit's thing. So while I'm looking at it, we'll welcome Don to WGN Radio. Why do you know all about this?
Well, I built all these airplanes as a kid. I'm obsessed with history, like many of your many listeners. I just love it. So I thought, you know, probably the best thing you could ask me would be questions about airplanes, but other history I'm good at too.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's kind of a specialty knowledge to say the least as far as that goes. Now, I think I've got this great quiz here, but of course the answers aren't in front of me, so that's going to be a problem. So because you may know about this, but I don't. So and we also don't want you identifying pictures, because no matter how much I hold them up to the microphone, it just doesn't form in your speech.
Hey, Raleigh.
Yes.
I knew that Wisconsin thing. I knew that right away too. That goes back to the German and Irish history of the founders of Wisconsin, and
yeah,
so many breweries and things like that. It really goes back to the roots and raising hops and things like that.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes all the sense in the world as far as that goes. But still, when you think about it, sir, and of course, I understand why the lobbyists, and the lobbyists, by the way, aren't the booze manufacturers. They're the restaurants. That's who's lobbying to not change that law. I don't know how many parents are, giving their kids booze or, you know, ordering it for them out. But I just figured by now, clearly that can't be right, but it is.
Right. Well, let me tell you one more quick thing here is that I raised two children. I got full scholarships to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And, you know, it's very humbling. And my kids go there. And at orientation, they teach the parents and the kids this kind of thing together, and then the kids leave and you find out what answers the kids really gave when it came to these surveys, and there's no other campus in America that has more experience drinking than incoming freshmen at University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You know, I can't even begin to comment on what that must say, but yeah, it sounds like party school to the extreme.
Well, it has to do with what you just mentioned. It has to do with the rules of kids and a lifestyle of alcohol in the entire state.
I wonder if they've ever followed that later to find out, okay, well, down the road when they're, you know, somewhere in middle age, are there more alcoholic graduates of the University of Wisconsin than other schools? I wonder if there's any facts about that at all.
I think you have to write a grant with me then. Okay. We can check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And we know who to pose that, the school, but it would be interesting. All right. So
right.
I'm still looking for your perfect question here.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and there are many, but the problem is that I need only ones with answers since I don't want to guess. So
is it the women? The women? I know it's, I'm pretty close, but the women diet? The women diet? Go on a diet each year?
No.
Balance a checkbook.
No.
Read a book.
No.
In contact a mental health person.
No.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd give you a few questions. I don't know. Right. I'm not sure what that was.
World War II airplanes, of course, were manufactured all over the world, various locations. How many during World War II were manufactured in the United States?
How many factories or how many airplanes?
How many planes? No, we're not talking about factories because obviously we could narrow that down pretty quickly. But all of those factories, and we're talking about from 1941 to 1945, clearly, how many planes did they churn out for the war?
Do I get multiple choice?
No, but if you're close, I'm going to count it as a win.
I'm going to say 87,000.
Well, that's interesting because we actually lost 43,581. But no, during World War II, manufactured in the U.S., 276,000 planes.
Wow. Yeah. I should have done better.
It's a weird question to say the least. So there you go. And by the way, about 1,000 of them were lost simply on the way to the Pacific and European theaters.
Sure.
And then of course
delivery.
Right. Yeah. There were accidents too, about 14,000. So which would clearly not be an acceptable number today, but back then, you know, was. But yeah, 276,000. That raised my eyebrows too. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So by the way, I take it directly from online. So if you're upset with the answer, I guess in this case you have to argue with WorldWarWings.com. They're the people who know. We're going to get to Kimberly in Kansas City, who's got a guest on our question, and there's room for you too coming up on Monday Night Trivia. Emphasis on Monday night. If it's Friday night, don't call. Let's find out what's going on in the world at large at WGN Radio News on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. Another 2.5 hours of this. And, of course, my question is out there. If it's Friday night, don't call. It's a replay. Call on Monday night, though, when we are live as we are now on Monday, August 7th. Indeed. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do it. Do what? Ah, Kimberly in Kansas City. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Kimberly.
Well, of course, I did not hear that word annually when I made my guess. And so I guessed pedicures or massages. But
neither.
Now,
yeah.
I'd like to change my answer if that's permissible.
Of course it is. There are no rules.
Okay. Well, I would say get annual physical.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I certainly can't say mammograms, so.
Well, you just never know, do you, anymore? I mean, all this
no,
is so fluid.
No, you can change your pronouns in 2 seconds these days.
Exactly.
So
who knows? Yeah. I mean, I guess
no.
The pain goes around then, but no.
Okay. Well, did you have any other trivia questions?
Well, that's the only one I'm throwing out, but you can have your own category.
Okay, give me advertising.
All right, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right, we'll find the perfect advertising slogan for Kimberly.
Great. Okay, and I'll keep knitting this double strand afghan.
Oh,
driving
good.
Me crazy.
Oh, good. Well, excellent. It's not attached to a dog, is it? Okay, just checking.
No, it is not yet. Not yet.
All right.
It has happened in the past.
Yeah.
The yarn gets away from me, and a dog's paw gets in it, and it's an adventure.
I love it. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So we're going to find an advertising slogan for Kimberly. But Margie is a first-time caller. I didn't want her to wait because first-time callers are always impatient. No aspersions against Margie, but just in case. So, Margie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I also didn't hear annually. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
And my answer was shave their legs.
Yeah, we hope with women that's more than annually. And men, I don't
right.
know. 17%, like I say, I guess gender is fluid now, so I shouldn't make any comments.
But I'm just thrilled to hear your voice on the other side of the phone.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope you are going to call me again soon.
I will.
All right, good deal.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to your next one. All right.
And all the best to John.
Thank you. So we met Margie, how nice, in Elmwood Park, and we're counting on her calling back. You betcha. All right, so advertising with Kimberly. All right, this is really easy. Kimberly, are you ready?
Welcome, Margie, to the wonderful world of Raleigh.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay.
Yeah, I love those first-time callers.
Here, yeah, I do too. Here we go. You'll get it right away. I picked one that I know you'll get.
Oh, sure.
No.
You know me. I'm so clueless.
Oh, you'll get this. Anticipation.
Oh, Lord.
You know
this. I remember it was like 1975 when that came out.
Right, right. And it had
Rita Coolidge.
Well, or somebody.
It's ketchup, isn't it? Heinz ketchup.
There you go. We have a winner. I thought it was Carly Simon, but either way, it is Heinz ketchup.
It is Carly Simon. I was wrong, yes.
But that's all right, because it is Heinz ketchup. You got that right. I knew you would.
Oh, wow.
All
I'm
right.
going to win.
You,
all right.
Absolutely.
Do I actually win a prize?
Well, yeah. Of course, it'll take forever to mail it, so hopefully you'll still be alive. But hang on. Don't go away.
That
all right.
is so awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Raleigh.
My pleasure. Hang on. So we'll confirm that address, and eventually Kimberly will get something, as will all of our winners. But like I say, you got to be really patient with this. You know, we thought we were turning over a new leaf this year, since last year it took to the end of the year to mail everything out. And I'm so glad Scotty got his package while he was still with us. But we thought, oh, well, we'll just be really good this year. And then, you know, on February 2nd, John had a stroke. So, yeah, next. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we got JT and Aurora, who's going to be guessing on our bumper. So what'd you hear, you know?
Okay, Raleigh, it sounded like Martha and the Vandellas to me.
That's nice. It's not, though.
Oh, darn. I thought it was just like Heat Wave.
Oh, no. It was 1965 on the Eastern label.
No. That's wrong place.
All right. Well, thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
You're
good
welcome.
Deal. Yeah. So there are so many records that sound like Martha and the Vandellas. I think that had they been hits, Berry Gordy would have had a bunch of lawsuits, but no. All right. Well, this was a hit somewhere. All right. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And we're going to have our ocean liner trivia, and let's go to Lisa in Dundee. We're going to figure out our movie trivia right now. So how's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How about you, Raleigh?
I can't complain.
You sound good.
Well, good. That's excellent. Yeah. Thank God it's not video. Let's put it that way. But audio, yeah, I can fake that. All right. So we've got to do 50s movie trivia. And this particular quiz says that are the bee's knees. All right. I don't know what they mean by that.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, right. Exactly. So let's pick a question here. Well, no, that's I got to get something other than something. If I can answer them really easily, you know that it's not a good question.
Right. So, it's got to be a little challenging. Like
that's
week.
Right. I at least have to, you know, have heard of the movie, but know nothing about it. All right. Geez. I think this is terrible. These might be 30 questions or 50 questions, but they're all too easy. Like around the world in how many days? No, we're not asking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're just
that's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's the way this is. So that's interesting. All right. Who was the highest earning male film star in 1950?
Huh. 1950.
Yeah.
Not just 1950.
Yeah, 1950. You know, that's when the earnings came. So that would have been somebody, I guess, who'd made stuff in the 40s and stuff, but in 1950.
Yeah, my first instinct, I should go with that, would be to say John Wayne.
You're a winner.
Oh, good.
Absolutely right. It is John Wayne. I don't know how much he made, but you're 100% right.
Oh, wonderful.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good week.
You too. All right, so let's put Lisa on hold here. I'm learning to do this without hanging up because, as I mentioned, the software changed. What used to be hold was drop and vice versa, so I was dropping everybody. But now, I figured it out. All right, so it's the little things. John in Gilbert, Arizona, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, I never asked you this since you're in Gilbert. Did you used to be in Chicago? What's the affinity for WGN?
Oh, well, I've listened to your show for years. You know, I used to live in New Jersey at one point, actually. I used to hear you on WPHT back in those days.
Sure.
And, yeah, so I followed you for many years.
Oh, all right. Well, that's terrific. Here I thought, well, you must be a Chicagoan listening to WGN. But we're thrilled to have you no matter why. Uh-huh. All right. So now let's see. Have fun with cruise ship trivia. Oh, man. All right. So let's see if they'll give us answers. All right. Which ship is often credited as being the first modern cruise ship specifically designed for passenger comfort and enjoyment versus simple transport?
I think it was perhaps a hop hog ship, Victoria Louise.
Absolutely right. Absolutely yeah. right. Named for Kaiser Wilhelm's daughter. And launched by Happegg in 1901 from Hamburg. I don't know where it went, but it went from Hamburg somewhere. And, you know, if you're in Hamburg, going anywhere is a good idea.
Yeah, my mother was born in Hamburg.
Really? But she left, you see.
She left to go to England with my father after the British troops came in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
A radio station call sign, call letters?
Yeah.
MGY.
What?
MGY.
MGY?
It will be British.
Oh, it's British? No, absolutely. You know, the WMGY is Radio 800 in Montgomery, Alabama. I can tell you that, but who the hell would care? It's British. Is it one of those pirate stations?
Not. It was the radio station on the Titanic.
Really? Oh, now how about that?
Yes, MGY.
How about that? I just looked that up while we're speaking. So MGY, the M made in a Marconi-equipped vehicle.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, there was no linkage between call signs and much of anything. But what's really interesting is the number of American radio stations that bought their call letters from ships.
Yeah, including WGN.
Yeah, and right, you're right.
The Great Lakes ship, yeah.
Yes, and KING in Seattle.
Right, a lot of WOR in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
In the old days, yeah.
Yeah. That's well, true. As usual, you're aware.
I'm kind of a radio buff, too, because a ham radio operator.
No,
my call sign's W. I'm W6JE.
All right. All right, yeah. I was going to do the ham thing when I was younger. I got up to 20 words a minute on code without a problem.
Yeah.
But then I got a paying job, and I'm kind of sorry that I didn't continue to pursue it. I had a good friend who had all the Collins S-line stuff, and I just used
to... Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Oh, I used to salivate. When I, it was just wonderful, and he was all of about 16.
Yeah.
So, but I remember the doctor who had taught me the code, because you know you used to have somebody who would kind of be your mentor, and I remember him, Dr. Mortimer Schaefer, and his call sign was WA4TLA, telling lies again, and and I.
Well, you won't rank me in the professional level because I only got up. To a third-class radio telephone with broadcast endorsement.
Well, it's that broadcast endorsement. It was Element 9. Most people could easily get 1 and 2, but getting that Element 9 helped. Well, yes.
Yeah,
I got the first.
Yeah, I know. You got first class,
yeah,
right?
And I'll tell you, the 100 questions for Element 3, which was the second class, were actually much harder than the 50 questions for Element 4, which was the first class. So,
interesting.
I think anybody who had Element 3, you know, a second class license, no, it was a cakewalk for them to get a first. So, and of course, then they did, I remember so well in the 80s when they did away with them because they mailed me a general, and I was so mad, I ripped it up and mailed it back.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's
right.
Like,
they did that.
A minute. Yeah, because I think the test that I took, it was just about, it had come out in 61 when they were revamping things. And man, I studied because I didn't go to a quickie school or anything, and studied. And so then when they're just sending me this general, I'm like, I was outraged. And now, of course, they don't have anything.
That's true, yeah.
But, of course, when you think about it, when we were first doing it, you know, we were building mercury rectifier tubes and things. I mean, then, of course, it went to solid state. And today, I mean, today repairing is knowing the address where to ship it back. There's no work on this stuff. People don't do that. So I guess you don't need a license, but I still think it's sad.
Times change.
Yes. Yeah, no matter what we do about it, you're so right. Well, hang on, you're right. Don't go
never
away,
never for the better.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah, I know. See,
take care, Robbie.
I feel, by the way, the same way, and I think that's age speaking, but it never is for the better. So hang on. All right.
Well, I'm up there, too.
Well, all right, John. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. Next time we talk to John, we'll find out why Arizona then. All right. So good stuff. Yeah, I like to know about you guys. So we'll get to Donovan in Vancouver. He's got a request. Fran in Austin wants 1964 lyrics. Yeah, that's what I mean. You can have your own category if you don't like my questions. 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Oh, come on over, baby, sit right down on my knee, and let me tell you, honey, how I feel and what you mean to me, 'cause your mother here, I'm gonna need her. Bring your father here,
boy, I need to bring her.
Your love, but sweeter than a sugar cane. It makes my heart beat like the falling rain. And somehow I just can't explain what you do to me when you call my name, and I
fell in love, fell in love.
Oh yeah, in love with you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's your latest bumper stumper. What's it have in common with the other two? And who are they? 1960 on the Madison label. So there's a clue for you. We will continue this for another 2 hours. Fran in Austin wants lyrics, 1964. I got them picked out. Tim in Shreveport wants FM radio trivia. I picked one of those, too. Donovan in Vancouver has a request for this week, and attendance will be taken. There's room for you, however, right here on WGN Radio.
Yeah. she came into the room.
Don't tell your ex,
'cause you're gonna tell her today
that I mean what I say. And tell her right now,
yeah, say, stay right here, baby.
I just came here.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Man, when that came out in 1964, for me, it was just love at first listen. Absolutely adored that record. Yeah, more than anything they did after that, including all the big hits. That was the one. Yeah, so what I really want to know is what do they have in common with the other three we played so far? But I know that you will know who that is. In fact, Tommy is about to prove it for us. So, Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, how are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm feeling good. You threw me last week. Yeah. I kept hearing that on the third bumper, it sounded like Alvin Cass. I said, no, that's Jerry-O. No, that's Alvin Cass. No, that's Jerry-O. And then when you mentioned that he was from Philly,
yeah,
and then I listened to the playlist, Jerry-O was from Philly?
Oh, I guess.
You know, I thought he was a Chicago guy.
Yeah, no.
Just like the Emotions. You just played the Emotions.
Right,
so I
right.
Can love you.
And there is that Chicago tie-in. Of course, that was on Volt. And, yeah, but Chicago has nothing to do with our theme, but it is the Emotions on Volt in 1969. Like I say, that was my all-time favorite Emotions record. The heck with Best of My Love, So I Can Love You was the one. All right, you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
All right. Thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. So we'll confirm Tommy's address. And, of course, the Emotions, Chicago's own The Emotions. And, yes, So I Can Love You. Love that song. All right, but what's it have in common with our other songs? All right, every line in the place is lit up at the moment. That will not last. So when you hear somebody hanging up, you know it's your turn to start dialing and getting in there, and we will do it to it. So speaking of 1964, I believe Fran in Austin wants lyrics. So how's it going tonight, Fran?
Oh, going okay. I thought I'd challenge myself tonight.
Ah, 1964. Why is that a challenge?
Oh, it's not really a challenge. It's just, it's further back than I usually go.
Oh, you will have no trouble with this. Although
I've done charts from 64, but...
Yeah. No, you will know this. And interestingly, the hit was in 64, but it was a remake of a flop from 61. All right, so that...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you might or might not know that, but you definitely know the hit. All right. Where they walk and I'll walk, they twist and I'll twist.
California Sun?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
100%.
I was trying to remember if that was the exact name of it or not.
No,
yeah.
that is it, California Sun. And, of course, that was the Rivieras with the hit. But do you know who did it originally?
No.
Joe Jones.
Really?
And
that would be interesting to hear.
Well, you're going to hear a little bit now. Here we go. I'll play a little bit right now. Henry Glover wrote it, and he was working for Moish Levy at the time. And so they released it on Roulette in 1961, and it promptly died until the Rivieras brought it back in 64. Now, a lot of people thought the Rivieras might be some California surf group or whatever, but no, they were from South Bend. But anyway, here's the original.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, what can I tell you?
So they know so much about that California Sun. Okay.
Exactly. So here was Joe originally.
I'm going to go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk, but that walk. They talk. That talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
All right, and you
I
notice,
like it.
Yeah, you notice I gave you the Riviera lyrics, not the Joe Jones. They are slightly different, but yeah, it was a pretty damn good record until the Rivieras ruined it.
Yeah, I like that much better.
Exactly. Yeah, well, now you know. All right, and you are a winner, so don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right,
okay.
So good deal. Yeah, California Sun, 1964, on the Riviera label for the Rivieras, who were from South Bend, not California, and originally 1961 on Roulette, Joe Jones, and Henry Glover wrote it. All right, so Henry was one of Moishe's right-hand men. Yeah, he had a list. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Tim in Shreveport wants FM radio trivia. All right, Tim, how are you?
Doing good. How about yourself, Raleigh?
Can't complain. So FM radio trivia, huh?
Yeah, you did AM last week. I said I'll try FM this week.
Okay, good. Well, and I've mentioned this on the air a couple times. It was 1970, the first time that an FM station led the ratings in their respected markets. It had never happened before that, but in 1970 it happened. It happened in two places. Name me either of the stations.
Either of the stations. I want to say...
This is 1970, so I'll give you a hint. They're both Schulke stations.
Schulke stations, huh?
Yeah.
Probably I would say one would be WCBS.
Nope, not even close.
Oh.
One was WOOD in Grand Rapids, and the other was WEAT in Palm Beach.
Oh, the dog.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, we'll have another one for you next week. We can stay with FM. Call me back.
Okay. Sounds like a winner.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So I've already got my question picked out. How about that? So if I remember it, that's the real key in life here. All right. Donovan has a request. Well, Donovan, welcome back to WGN. How's it going?
Raleigh, it's great to talk to you again.
Yes. Yes. It's been a while. Now, account for yourself. What have you been doing?
Lots of things. I've been hustling with Virgin Voyages. You may remember cruise ship.
I remember completely. I thought you owned them by now.
So far, not quite as much, but they invited me on a cruise this month.
Where are you going?
So I'm going to Greece. I'm going to hang out with Richard Branson.
Oh, wow. Now, where does it sail from?
Sails from Athens.
No, I'm in the other direction.
So I've got to fly myself to Athens, and then we're sailing out of there, and we're going to Rhodes and Bordeaux and Santorini and a few other places. So
now, they offered you this knowing you would have to fly there to take advantage of it. I wonder if they expected you to do it.
Probably not. Well, there's another side of the coin in the fact that they're actually paying me to consult with them.
Yeah,
and
you were
to
saying
help
that.
Them to,
you were
yeah.
saying that. That's
so
wonderful.
In that respect, they're going to pay for me to help them out and make them their disability services way better. But in this respect, I'm going to hang out on the cruise and meet Richard Branson and do a few other things.
Well, good.
So... yeah, the song I wanted to hear and
no, wait a minute.
Play is...
By the way, I'm not done yet. I'm not done. I'll tell you why. My European history is not good, but as I recall, Athens isn't on a coast.
No.
Well, so how does this cruise work?
I'm just gonna get on the boat. They're gonna get me out to sea. I trust them.
Well, yeah, because I'm thinking this. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Athens is not on the coast. It's not like it's Scorpios or something. Oh, that's funny. You're going to have stories, and I can't wait to hear every one of them.
Many stories.
Yes.
But
now, about that request.
Could you play Skate, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic?
I don't know.
It's a very... to me, it's... It's R&B the way it should be done.
All right. And it's called Skates?
Yeah. It's Silk Sonic. That's kind of Bruno Mars and his band.
Okay, I'm going to look for this. Yeah. All right. I will look for this.
You will enjoy this.
All right. I'm looking forward to the tip. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
All right. Talk to you soon.
We will.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
All right. So, yeah, I was pretty sure, you know, Athens wasn't like right on the water. Maybe it's a river cruise. No, I don't know. All right. Donovan will have stories. I can't wait to hear them all. We'll get some Star Trek trivia from Mark and Aurora. And, of course, the hominin trivia from Johnny D. And there's plenty of room for you. Yeah, lines are now available, as they say. 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there you go. That's the latest bumper stumper. What does it have in common with all those that came before it? You may or may not know that, but you should know the artist, I would think. In any event, 1969 on ABC. Who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888-ROLLYE. If it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Don't call. It's a replay. If it's Monday night on the 7th of August at about 11:26 p.m., there's a line available for you, 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't, you know, I haven't asked my question here in a while. I realize we've been doing custom questions, which is fine. But the one I threw out, 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do this annually. What is it? 888-876-5593. So 75% of women, only 17% of men are doing it. What is it? All right, so that's my question, and you know about the bumpers, and so that's where we are. And do we know about hominins? Do we know about Star Trek? Well, we'll find out about both. All right, huh? I think Star Trek first. So Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Almost good morning.
Yes.
Continue to be real happy with my new living place.
I'm so glad. Well, you know, you can DX it, yeah. So what else matters, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'll talk about it on it, but I have had one little crisis come up.
Well, good.
It's not terrible. It's just
excellent.
And there's probably some expert help within the building that I can get on it.
All right. Well, that's all well and good then. All right, so we're going to talk about the original Star Trek series, of course. You'll know this. I know you will. And we're talking about famous last lines, all right?
Oh, yes.
Her life could have been as rich as any woman's, if only.
Oh, that's from Turnabout Intruder, and it was about Dr. Janice Lester.
Absolutely right. And critics said it was a sad way for the original series' final episode to end.
Yes.
And
Gene Roddenberry wrote that episode, and when I later read I Am Not Spock by Leonard Nimoy, the way he put it was that was the writer's opinion of the limitations on women.
Well, that would fit because one of the critics said it was hopelessly chauvinistic.
Yeah, well, Gene Roddenberry... This is so funny. I read Nichelle Nichols' autobiography, and she was one of Roddenberry's girlfriends at one time, and she talked about how he took her out for lunch 20 years after the fact, yeah. And all he did during the whole lunch session was talk about her legs and how young they made him feel.
Well,
that's all he did.
Well,
according to her.
I read the quote that he was a sexist, manipulative person who was a misogynistic hack. So I would guess that was someone who didn't like him, clearly. I hope it wasn't his own publicist, but in any way, a sexist pig. So, yes, apparently.
And I noticed, and what I could still see, I noticed something a little bit about Space Seed, which is the one where Ricardo Montalban plays the dictator. When the crew of the Enterprise have all passed out on the bridge and the camera goes across their bodies, it seems to slow down just a tad and linger when it gets to Uhura's legs.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, there you have it. But no, I mean, one after one, it wasn't only Nichols, but even Kate Mulgrew says he's a misogynist and all these other people. He's a sexist.
Yeah.
He's just a piece of, well, I won't say that one on the radio, but in any case.
I wonder how Mantle Barrett got along with him, given that
no,
she was his wife.
And she makes the comments as well.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He was having affairs with both Nichelle and Majel while married to Eileen.
Oh, jeez.
So, but you see, what I want to know about this, never mind morality, where do these people find the time? I mean, you know, see, that's what I'm envious of, because, you know, if you're going to be done fooling around, this takes effort and time. And I just want to know, because, man, I can't get anything done. These people have enough time to do this. Well,
apparently Gene Roddenberry could do multiple wham bam thank you ma'am.
Well, you know, but still, you know, you're out catting, you know, you got to hide it, you got to figure out how it's not going to come out. I mean, you know, it's not all that simple. And
I don't think he cared whether it came out or
well,
not.
Well, I guess
I really don't. Because I think Gene Roddenberry had enough money and power to throw around that he didn't need to give a rip.
Well, he still had time to do all this, I guess good for him. But, where no man
and
has
he,
gone
I mean,
before.
He,
oh, man, new meaning on that. All right. All right. Well,
good one, Raleigh.
Yeah, all right. Well, hang on. As usual, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right, and we'll figure it. Yeah, man, I tell you what, now I might want to watch this show, see what else is embedded in it, so to speak, as it were. We'll get to Johnny D and his hominins. They are decidedly more composed. All right. 888-876-5593. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large from the WGN Radio Newsroom on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, what do they have in common with everything else we've played so far? And that was Warner Brothers, 1972. I think that's probably the newest thing we're playing tonight. But in any event, there's a theme, but you don't have to know it. If you know the artist, that's good enough. But if you know the artist, you might know the theme. We'll see. All right, we've got a question out there, and it hasn't had many takers yet. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, if we don't get an answer next hour, we'll hold it over for next week, but I'm counting on you. Yeah, you knocked the first one out of the box immediately. But this, well, like I say, the ones I think will take forever, just go right away. The ones that I think, well, I don't know about this. It's going to happen really quickly. Yeah, I'm still asking a week later. All right, so you don't like my question? You don't know my bumper stumpers? You can have your own category. We prove that every week, and we will right now with Johnny D. Johnny D is in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening tonight?
Oh, just picking up some new lines from Mark's call. I really like that line. I'm going to have to use that on the lovely and talented Becky.
Oh, great.
Just looking at your legs makes me feel so young. I like that.
All right, let me know how that goes.
Yeah, well, she's still got pretty good legs for an old girl. But
I don't doubt it, but you'll be spending more time with Caesar, I can tell already.
No, Caesar, man, he's my man. He's my man.
All right.
Remember, I made up that new line on his song.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes, I do.
Well, what was it?
Well, we're going to wait for the finished version. We'll play it.
Okay, you want me to finish that, huh?
Well, if you all want right. to. If you want to.
Oh, yeah, I can finish it.
All right.
Only got them three lines.
Right.
Anyhow, so I want to try the trivia question, women do this.
Okay.
How much times?
75% of women do it. Only 17% of men do it annually.
All right. Well, I'm guessing. Well, I had two guesses. One of them won't make sense, but the one I'm guessing, thinking is shop for a new wardrobe.
Nope.
Well, the other one was ovulate, but that would make sense.
I hope that's more than annually. That could really cut down on population. All right.
Okay. All right, now, I'll take a chance and let you tie me to the whipping post and give me a hominin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Which of the following is not a skeletal feature associated with bipedal locomotion? A. Foramen magnum positioned directly under the skull. B. Non-divergent big toe. C. Basin-shaped pelvis. D. A knee that is almost directly in line with a femur. E. A valgus knee.
What kind of knee?
Valgus. V-A-L-G-U-S.
You're going to have to give me some insight, Raleigh. I never heard of that word.
Well, in terms of knees, it's... It would actually be a deformity, and it would be a displacement. Okay, so if we're saying on the one hand a knee that's almost directly in line with the femur, this would be a knee that is displaced away from the femur.
Well, then that's got to be it.
Well, that wouldn't be it. A knee that is almost directly in line with the femur is it.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to
do. Wait a minute. The way that it works in bipedal, the femur is like angled in.
Right. So therefore, a knee that's almost directly in line with a femur would not be part of it.
Well, I was going to say that, but you threw me off course with that valgus thing or whatever the heck it was. What's that word again?
Valgus. V-A-L-G-U-S.
Valgus.
Yeah.
Is that Greek or something?
I don't know. what we call it today, somebody with valgus alignment is knock-kneed.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And then the other direction...
How about pigeon-toe? Pigeon-toe?
No, the other direction would be varus, and that's bow-legged. That's varus. So there's valgus and varus. And both of them
Well, I don't know. I don't look into... morphology of the skeletal system. Yeah, I don't look into it.
So,
you tied me to the whipping post, Charlie. God darn it.
That,
okay.
There's always next week.
Play that song by the Allman Brothers, Whipping Post.
Yeah, all right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, actually, when the Allman Brothers were Hourglass and they were on Liberty, they had some interesting stuff. They had one original song that I liked a lot on that Hourglass album, but they also did a lot of remakes of R&B on it. All right, so JT and Aurora is going to take a guess on our question.
How do you do?
All right, how about
you? I'm making a guess on the ladies do it most of the time, and the men only do it 17%.
Yep.
They go Christmas shopping.
That's not it.
Oh, rats.
All right.
Guess again.
Yes, I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. And you sound so self-assured, too. I like that in a caller. But no, it's not that. Yeah, so women, 75% of them do it every year. Men, only 17% do it. All right. And we've got some World War II trivia with James coming up. With James, we should just, like, send him the prize and forget about it because he'll know. But we'll see how he does. Now, so, again, our question, 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. And I want to know, do what? So that's the question. And more bumpers coming up. In fact, our fourth one this hour coming up. So it'll be 1965 on Arctic. Yeah, Jimmy Bishop's label. All right, so we'll see how you do with them too. 888-876-5593. If it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Don't call. It's a replay. If it's Monday night, trundle over to the phone right now. Operators are standing by. Okay, John is sitting down, but he'll take your call and would love to hear from you on WGN Radio. That's our current bumper stumper, and as I mentioned, it was 1965 on Arctic, so that should tell you something. Yeah, it was Jimmy Bishop's label from WDAS in Philadelphia. Right? What do all our songs have in common? Or just tell me who that is. Either way, that's the bumper stumper of the moment. And our question of the moment, 75% of women do this annually, only 17% of men do it. Do what? And if you don't like that, you can have your own category, and we prove that routinely. However, Allison is a first-time caller, and she is in Michigan. So, Allison, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, happy to be here. Listening to you, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. So, what do you think?
I believe it's breast exams.
It is not. You think 70% of men get breast exams? Wow.
No, I thought it was 76% was women, and the small amount was breast.
Oh, no, 75% of women do this, only 17% of men do it.
Okay, and so I said breast exams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and you thought 17% of men got breast exams? So, no, not a chance.
Well, they ought to.
Well, you're probably right, but there's all sorts of things we ought to do. But it's an interesting guess, and I hope you'll think about it and call me back again.
Well, I will. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Yeah, so 888-876-5593. And let's see what we're doing here. I see we're going to be doing some charts, and we're going to be doing some TV, but right now we're going to be doing some World War II. Yes, that frolicking good time, or not. James on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing? I was going to take a couple quick shots at that question.
Okay.
Before I start. Okay. I was going to say cosmetic surgery.
Nope. Next.
Okay, I was going to say pedicures.
Next.
Facials.
Next.
Go shopping for clothes.
Next. Big finish. That's your sixth one.
Okay. Treat themselves to a vacation.
No. All right, so now let's move on to World War II trivia. And, of course, if you come up with six more, you'll call us back on that. You'll know this instantly because you know all these questions, but here we go. The most prolific sniper of the Second World War with over 500 killings came from what country?
Okay, he came from Finland.
Absolutely right. Now, why do you know that?
Okay. One of the things I really liked to study was I happened to read a lot about the what is sometimes called the Russo-Finnish War, but it's actually basically sometimes called the Forgotten War.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was this one guy. Even though basically the Russians hated him, and that he could disguise himself so well,
mm-hmm.
that he just simply they could never find him.
Yep, that was Simo Heihei.
Yeah,
and yes, he was called the White Death, and that was during the Winter War against the Soviet Union.
That
was absolutely right.
Yeah, that was his nickname.
Yep, you are a winner, as always. I know there's nothing I can ask you about this war that you're not going to know. So hang on, don't go away. All right, so
okay,
James is absolutely right. Now, we have another hour of this. All right, and we're going to do 60s TV trivia with John. In fact, let's see, can we get that in? Maybe so. So John in Covington, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Frawley. I'm going to take one shot at the trivia,
mm-hmm.
and I think the key word in it is annually. I'm going to say fill out income tax.
No, it's not, but that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a lovely guess. I like it. Now, are you ready for your 60s trivia question?
I am ready.
What's the Munster Street address?
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you,
Raleigh. Yeah, the only Mockingbird Lane I knew was in Dallas, so I thought the Munsters are from Dallas? All right, no. So anyway, that's the deal, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, and that was, of course, on the lot, not actually on any lane. But we will pick it up right there with another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here with you on WGN Radio.
Never get away again.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so what does that have in common with everything else we have played tonight? But more to the point, who is that? I'll tell you who it isn't, and that's Shirley Alston of the Shirelles. A number of people thought that was Shirley moonlighting, and it wasn't. But as to this woman's real identity, no one knows. If you know this song, you know what's on the label, but no one can find anyone with that name other than on this one record. And that was on one side. And in fact, the first time "Cry to Me" was not the Solomon Burke was released was on the other side. But who is she? And all you have to do is tell me what's on the label, since nobody really seems to know who she is. All right. And what does it have in common with our others? So that's our bumper stumper, starting out the final hour of Monday Night Trivia. And here's our question. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it annually. Do what? All right. 888-876-5593. I'd say only 17% of men do it at all. All right. But 75% of women do this annually. Do what? Okay. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumper and you have no idea the answer to my question, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. We prove that every week, and we're about to with Brian and Joliet, who wants to do charts. So, Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio.
In the pines where the sun never shines, I will shiver the whole night through. Oh, it's Raleigh. Hi. Yeah. How goes it with you?
I don't know. I give up. All right. So now, this is interesting because John Hand wrote your what you wanted, and then he typed it on the screen, and the years are different. On the screen, it says you want August 17th, 1968, and on the note, it says 1965. So what year do you want?
I would like August 7th, please, 1968.
Okay, 68. Here we go. I can do that.
Let's see what was happening back then.
Nothing good. Number one.
Well,
you'll see. You'll be the judge of that. But number one, "Hello, I Love You."
Doors.
Number two, "Classical Gas."
Okay.
He was very big on the Smothers Brothers show.
Yeah, I see. Let me see. Was this a... I thought the song was a drag, but... was his last name Mason?
That was his first name.
Okay. I don't know his last name.
Mason Williams. We'll give you half credit for that. Number three, Stone Soul Picnic.
Oh, that would be the Fifth Dimension.
Yep. Number four, Grazing in the Grass.
Oh, gosh.
Instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hugh Masekela.
Yes. Number five, "People Got to Be Free." All the world over, people got to be free.
Yeah. Okay. Would that be the... okay. I think it sounds to me like the Rascals.
Absolutely. Number six, "Hurdy-Gurdy Man."
Oh, Donovan.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number seven, "Lady Willpower."
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Number eight, "Turn Around, Look at Me." There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me.
A lot of people don't want me to say that. I know the song. I didn't like it. But...
Well, you're not alone, but it did make it. One way or another, it made it to number eight that week.
Gosh, I don't know. I'll just take a guess, a quick guess. I don't know, Andy Williams?
The Vogues.
Oh, the Vogues, okay.
Number nine, "Sunshine of Your Love."
Oh, Cream.
Yes, and what's so funny is on that ATCO 45, it actually says "The Cream." Anyway, all right. Number 10, "Jumpin' Jack Flash."
Rolling Stones.
All right, good enough for me.
Well, thank you.
All right, hang on, Brian, don't go away. All right, so Brian's absolutely right. That's the top 10 for August 7th, 1968. Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's going very well.
Good.
How's with you?
Yeah, I can't complain.
Well, it is a Monday.
Yeah.
I want to do a answer a trivia question.
All right.
I think it's spring house cleaning.
It is not.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, I had hopes.
Yes.
They have been dashed.
Yes, and it's a lovely guess. It makes all the sense in the world. It's just not right.
Thank you.
Bye.
You have a pleasant.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, like I say, I hesitated to do this because I thought, oh, someone will get it right away. Yeah, if winning was based upon guessing wrong, man, could I be rich. All right, 75% of the women do this annually, of all women, in the United States. I don't know about the world, the survey was American, but 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? All right, so there's your question. And you've heard some of your bumper stumpers. And what do they have in common? Yeah, we'll be playing three more before the end of the night. And we started out really strong with Esco Affair, Salt and Pepper. And then we also had The Emotions, and that was Guest, So I Can Love You. But so far, nothing else. Wow. All right, you got some catching up to do. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about the answer to my question, you can have your own category, and it doesn't matter what it is. So, 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Stephanie in Madison. How's it going, Stephanie?
Hey, I'm doing good, Raleigh. How about you?
I can't complain. So,
yeah, same here.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to my husband. We've been watching Watergate documentaries, especially him. On the tube, and I said, hey, maybe Watergate would be a interesting trivia category, but oh man, anyway, I would like 1960 charts.
Okay.
What I would. Also, I have maybe one guess for the question, 75% of women, et cetera.
Okay.
Going and getting physical exams once a year.
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. And yeah, if you ever want, we can do Watergate trivia, I don't know that you'd want it, but in any event, you want charts and we'll do, it says 1960. So I assume you want August 7th of 1960.
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yes.
Yes.
Number one, itsy bitsy teeny weeny. I don't have to say anymore.
Brian Hyland.
Number two, I'm Sorry, So Sorry.
Yeah. Brenda Lee.
Yes, she certainly is. Number three, It's Now or Never.
Elvis Presley.
Number four, Only the Lonely.
That would be Roy Orbison.
Number five, Alley-Oop.
The Hollywood Argyles.
Number six, Image of a Girl.
Oh, God. That's Safaris. Oh, I love that guy's voice, the lead singer.
Yes.
Oh, that song.
On the Eldo label. Number seven.
Yes.
Walk, Don't Run.
The Ventures.
Yes.
That's your first hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they came back with Walk, Don't Run 64. They shouldn't have, but they did. Number eight.
I know they did.
Tell Laura I Love Her.
Oh, that's Ray Peterson. Oh, God, that song used to make me bawl my eyes out. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're kidding. See, I always thought they were hilariously funny because they were just so over the top.
Oh, you know, my husband would deconstruct them and say, you know, that's impossible. And, it reminds me of summer camp. That's one reason sometimes I'll pick these charts because I'm like, my mind is flashing all kinds of different memories. And, no, I remember hearing that song and just...
Well, there were so many of them. That was just a whole genre a while there.
Oh,
and from the latter 50s through, 64. And I've tried to deconstruct them, too. And I still don't know in Last Kiss whether he held her and she was coming back from the dead, was already dead, or about to be dead. So
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because when he woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around, something warmer running in his eyes. Buddy found his baby somehow that night. I raised my head and when it smiled and said, "Hold me, darling, for a little while." I held her close. I kissed her our last kiss. Well, was she dead already? Or how does that work? Anyway, all right. So let's see.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9. Please help me. I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, that's Hank Locklin.
Yes, it is. And number 10, walking to New Orleans.
Oh, my man. Fats Domino.
Yes, very good. Well, you aced it, so let's see how far you get. Number 11, The Twist.
Which one is that?
11 is The Twist.
Chubby Checker.
Number 12, Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
Connie Francis, your favorite girl.
Yeah. Number 13, Mule Skinner Blues.
Oh, God, the Fendermen.
Yes. Number 14, Feel So Fine.
That's Johnny Preston.
It is. Number 15, Finger Poppin' Time.
Oh, God, yes. Hank Ballard, my man Hank Ballard. Yeah.
Number 16, Look for a Star.
Look for a Star. That's one, like, is that Gary somebody?
Gary Miles, yes, because, of course, Gary Mills had it in Great Britain from the movie. But who was he? Do you know? That's just extra credit.
No, uh-uh.
It was Buzz Kaysen.
I don't. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it was Buzz It was Buzz Kaysen. So, yeah, Nashville's own. Look for a Star, Gary Miles in the American
Miles.
Version on Liberty.
Yes.
Number 17,
yes.
Because there. Well, I guess we should stop it there because you didn't know that. All right, so that's number 16, Gary Miles. All right.
Number 17, because they're young? Oh, yeah. No, wait, that's Best 61, right?
No, it is because they're young.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Dwayne Eddy, obviously. All right, well, you're a winner either way.
Oh, yay.
All right, hang
all
on.
Right.
Don't go away.
All right.
So good deal. So that is it. Indeed. All right. So now let's see what Jackie in Kankakee has to say for her bad self. All right. I think she's taking a guess on 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do it. What do you think?
I think it might be lose weight for spring.
Nice, but not right.
How about allergy medication?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Do it again. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll pick it up right there. We got another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, I didn't pick it because I liked it. I picked it because it fit in so well with the theme. But who are they? Johnny Caswell was the lead singer, if that helps. It was on Capitol in 1968. That won't help at all. But that's a absolutely fine representation of the theme, if not the song itself. And actually, this was in 68, about 4 or 5 years, well, no, it was more than that. My God, like 1979. A group really redeemed themselves when they had a wonderful version of Talk to Me.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Johnny's voice, all right, Johnny Caswell. But who's the group? Yeah, and that was 79. So 11 years after the Thought of Loving You on Capitol. So who are they? And why are they on our theme anyway? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? Bob is in Chicago. Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm well, thanks. Yeah, I'm going to say cook Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's very nice. It's not right, but that's a very nice guess.
Well, Christmas dinner.
No, they're not cooking anything.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for trying. All right.
Appreciate. Absolutely.
All right. So good deal. So yeah, that makes sense, of course. So there you have it. Now, we've got a half hour of this, and your participation is wanted, either for that question or the next bumper stumper. I'll leave that to you. Right now, we'll check out the world at large and come back to it right here on WGN Radio.
I was down at Mom's Lounge last night, and this young couple stood behind me talking. And as I looked around, there was this beautiful young lady with tears in her eyes, looking at her fella. And the last words I heard her say as she slowly walked away:
have fun, have fun.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is it? 1962 on Roulette. Yeah, Richie Barrett produced that. So there you go. It has something in common with everything else we played tonight. We've got one more to go. And yes, before the end of the night, I'll reveal them all and the theme. As far as our question, I will not reveal that tonight if you don't get it, because it'll be our straggler for next week, give you a week to think about it. But if you want to think about it here in the next 20 minutes, I'd sure appreciate your call. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, again, that's Monday night, now Tuesday morning. If it is a Friday night, now Saturday morning, relax, enjoy the show, don't call, it's a replay. But on Monday night, mark your calendars, 10 to 1. We'd love to have you join us. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. Valerie in Warrenville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Professor.
Yes, what's happening?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a lot of hip pain.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, the fact that I'm over the double nickel kind of makes it, you know, SOP for us now, don't it?
Well, you're a child.
Yeah, well, I'm a product of my generation, that's definitely for sure.
Well,
all right. I've been listening, but I haven't been calling because my body's been making me fall asleep on you. It's not the show, it's the body.
Well, sleep is sacred. Get as much as you can.
I have been listening.
Yeah. Anytime you can sleep, you take advantage of that.
Well, I've definitely been doing that in the last 36 hours.
Good.
Let's see. Trivia. Okay. The trivia question, I think, might be either a annual physical.
Nope.
Or a eye exam.
Nope.
Rats. Is it medical?
Nope.
Okay. I will ruminate about that and get back to you on it. I so much love those hominid. I learn a lot when you two are doing that.
God, I'm utterly clueless.
I have sent you a couple of emails. I don't know if you had the opportunity to snag them or if you had to dump them.
I don't know.
But
what'd they say?
They were ones that you might be able to use as questions for him.
Oh, no, I didn't see those. Send them again.
Okay. All right. I'll go into my sent box, and I'll resend them putting quiz at the front.
Okay.
All right. All right. So,
well, good deal.
Anything new?
All right. If you think of something else, call me back. Otherwise, the question will probably be here next week.
All right. I'll think about that, and I will listen as usual. And
I'm
you have yourself a good rest of the day.
Yep, you too.
And sweet dreams.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. So, 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. I hate it when I hang up on myself instead of the caller. Man, I tell you what. All right. So, let's see. We're going to get some more guesses here. Sherry is in Naperville. All right. Sherry, what do you think?
Hey, after whoever just guessed last, no medical things. I mean, that was my big draw. I'm going to guess clean out your closet?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Get an oil change?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Oh, the other three were all medical. And you said it has nothing to do with medical?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh. Flip your mattress?
Nope.
Oh, boy, I'm trying to think of things you should do every year, but you don't.
Well, I don't know if you should. I just know 75% of women do it, and only 17% of men do it.
Well,
I don't know if anybody should.
Women know the shoulds, and men know the...
Okay.
Sorry. But I was really impressed with the guy that said he's going to meet Mr. Branson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's such a wonderful person. Since he was a teen, he was trying to help everybody in England and put out a magazine. And he's got a long history, and he's in some group. And Barack Obama went and visited him. And
well, hell with that. I want to know more about how the boats are leaving Athens.
They'll helicopter him.
No, I mean, they're saying the cruise starts in Athens. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, what next?
Maybe that's where they meet. Okay, what next? Got any guesses, David?
Any what?
David's shaking his head. I was asking David if he had any guesses.
All right.
They clean out their kitchen cabinet?
Nope.
Okay, well, how many am I? Four or five?
That's four. That's four. You get two more if you want.
Oh, rats. Okay. Not any of that. I'm trying to think. Clean their shower head?
No.
Does it have to do with cleaning anything?
Well, we can't go there, but I'll say no.
All right, fine. I'll accept it.
I'll say no.
Let's see.
One more big finish. Come on now.
Get a facial.
I said one more big finish. Go for it.
Get a facial. I have no clue.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. All right. Judy in Turnersville. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Paul. I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say New Year's resolution.
It's a wonderful guess. It's not right, but you know,
probably
better than a physical. What can I tell you?
Okay, honey.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, and man of 5,842 guesses, of course, we'll give him six. James on the south side. Let's hear him.
Okay, I'm going to go with my first one is visit their parent.
Next.
Okay, visit their children.
Next.
Okay. Change careers.
Next.
Go fishing.
Next.
Okay. Basically go back to nature.
Next, final, big finish. Let's hear it.
Okay, I'm going to say go on a cross-country trip.
Call me back with another six. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLIE. Now, we have another, I'd say 10 minutes here, and give or take, I will reveal the bumper stumpers. We have one more I'm going to play. Maybe you'll know it. But I will not reveal the question if you don't get it, because it'll be a holdover for next week. But in the meantime, if you want your own category, if you don't like mine, well, sky's the limit on that. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
There's a flame. Makes it so, cause I'm in love.
I'm Ronnie James. And these are the waning moments of tonight's version of Monday Night Trivia, but our question will become a straggler for next week. However, if you want to jump on and answer it right now, this would be the time to call. 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593. That was our final bumper there, and that was 1962 on Jamie. Yeah, so who are they? And, yeah, John just came in here earlier for one of the songs we played last hour, actually. And he said, how come nobody guessed that? I said, what can I tell you? All right, but maybe someone will guess this. I won't reveal it yet. If you want your own category, you can have it. All right, so here's the deal. I finally looked up this deal about Athens because, you know, a cruise that starts in Athens, there's something wrong with this because it's not, it's not on the water. And when I saw the answer, I thought, oh, how foolish of me not to think of this. Because if you spent any time driving around Alaska or, between White Horse and the Alaska border in that area, you know exactly. These poor tourists who are taking, say, a cruise through, the inland corridor, around Juneau and stuff like this. Maybe they're getting off in Haines or Skagway or whatever. Anyhow, Holland American puts them on buses and then takes them to the damnedest places. I cannot tell you how many people I've seen bewildered in toque. And so as I was reading about this, I thought, of course, that's the deal. That's exactly it. Piraeus Harbor, which is sort of in the exurbs of Athens. So I think they put them on a bus is what happens. So because Piraeus is on the Aegean Sea. All right, so now that we've straightened this out, like I say, I can't believe that I didn't think of that earlier because, of course, yeah, we always laughed when we saw those Holland America buses. All right, so 888-876-5593. Diane's in Chicago. What do you think, Diane?
Hi, this is a difficult one, I think, but I'll give it a... I was thinking signs a lease or renews a lease?
Nope.
Okay. Files for divorce?
Nope.
75%
of women filing for divorce every year? Whoa.
Well, no. I meant...
Yeah.
If over...
No.
Do you mean annually?
Yes.
Mean something happens
yes.
many times in a
yes.
year or
no.
just once a year?
Once a year, every year. Once a year. 75% of
okay.
women do it. Only 17% of men do it.
Okay. So one of my other guesses would be that, well, I don't know, buys, invests in a new winter coat?
Nope.
And or new pair of winter boots?
Nope.
can't think of any other one.
Well, it gives you a whole week, because I think this is going to be a straggler for next week, so call us back then.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Before we get to James' cavalcade of guesses on this right now, I thought we'd talk about the bumper stumper, since it seems that nobody is going to call in and guess these. All right, so the first thing we played, we did get a winner, actually, and I thought, well, this is the start of some real winners, but I was wrong. That was Esco Affair doing Salt and Pepper on Mercury. Then Tina Britt, The Real Thing, 1965 on Eastern. Then The Untouchable, Poor Boy Needs a Preacher, 1960 on Madison. The Emotions, So I Can Love You, 1969 on Volt. Tommy knew that one. Eddie Holman, I Love You, 1969 on ABC. That's the one that John was surprised nobody got. Jamestown Massacre, Summer Sun, 1972 on Warner Brothers. The Volcanoes doing Storm Warning, 1965 on Arctic. Kali Mae, You Will Never Get Away, 1963 on Gold. It was Crystal Mansion, The Thought of Loving You, 1968 on Capitol. Ann Cole did Have Fun, 1962, on Roulette. And the Pentagons did I'm in Love, Yes I Am, 1962, on Jamie. What do they all have in common? They're all local Philadelphia hits. Every last one of them. So there you have it. All right, now, 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do this annually. Do what? All right, so, James, well, let's see. Before we get to James's guess, we've got a few minutes here. Ruth on the south side is going to take some guests. So, Ruth, what do you think?
Hello?
Hey, Ruth. Ruth and Gurney, there you are. What do you think?
This is James. Good evening. Annually, 75% Christmas cards?
Nope.
Okay, manicures?
Nope.
Okay, that's it.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so... 888-876-5593. James on the south side with his half a dozen guesses. Can't wait to hear these. All right, go for it.
Okay. Okay, gardening.
Next.
Okay, assassination vacation.
What?
Okay, they go and visit places where there have been assassinations.
Oh, I see. I thought they had to kill people. I was going to say 75% of all women. Man, this is keeping the courts occupied. No. No, they're not. They're not. You know, going to Dallas to see the grassy knoll. No.
Okay. Okay. Check their life insurance policy.
No.
Okay. Let's see. They go to the casino.
No.
Okay. They have a spa holiday.
One more big finish.
Okay. They decide to do a round the world vacation.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? And there you go. Now, if you want to call in the last waning moment, there's probably a minute and a half for you. If not, well, there's a whole week to think about it. And if you're listening on Friday night, of course, remember, don't call. But, yeah, plan to call on Monday. That's right. We're live Monday from 10 to 1 doing trivia. Now, Tuesday through Friday, we're also live from Tuesday through Thursday, I should say. We're also live doing whatever it is you want to talk about, meaning I have absolutely no idea. Sky's the limit on that, too. So we're going to reconvene then, and that gives me a whole day to think about it. But, yeah, so, by the way, our first question was... There's only one state where a parent can do this. It's illegal in 49 states, and while detractors want to make it illegal in the lone state where it's allowed, lobbyists have prevented a change in the law. What was it? What's legal for a parent to do, and where is it legal? It's legal for a parent to order alcohol for their child, regardless of age, in Wisconsin. And the lobbying body that does not want to change that is the Restaurant Association. Which I can understand. Never had a drink myself, but boy, I hated living in places where they didn't have liquor by the drink. And the reason that I hated that was because it made the restaurant prices so much higher. When I lived in North Carolina, there was absolutely no liquor by the drink. and either time that I was there. And the deal was that the restaurant prices were outrageous. You know, they'd let you do a setup, you know, you bring your own booze, and then for like $5, they'd give you a glass or whatever. But they weren't making the money on the liquor, so the entrees were much higher. And so I'm all for, yeah, serve liquor, serve a lot of it. I don't care who you serve it to. It keeps the prices down. Although I must say, these days, there are no such things as lower prices. Yeah, went to the grocery store again yesterday for one little bag. I mean, and there was not even meat in it. You know, that's usually my bellwether there. Did I buy meat? And it was $81. Yeah, it's like, how is this even possible? But I digress. All right, so in the waning moment, I think if John puts him on hold, we're going to meet Rich, who's a first-time caller from Bloomington. And he's going to take a guess, and he'll be our final call of the night. So we'll see if we can, in fact, yeah, all right. So, Rich, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for letting me come on here.
So what do you think?
I have a few guesses.
All right.
Clean the oven?
Nope.
Spring cleaning?
Nope.
Make a New Year's resolution?
Nope.
And I only have one more. Set aside time to cry.
Nope. Yeah, right. I can see where we all might need to do that, but nope. All right, so this gives you a week to think about it, and I'm going to count on you calling me back.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, so good to meet Rich. Apologies to Sherry that we didn't get back to you. We'll do it again 21 hours from now. Until then, we thank Brett for keeping us on the air. He's in for Adam, who is being ravaged by mosquitoes in Minnesota. We thank John for screening the calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.